I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 143. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the effects of continuous renal replacement therapy on linezolid, answer the drug information question, should insulin detemir be given once or twice daily, and share a resource for researching the hepatotoxicity potential of any given medication. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode143. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. I'm proud to announce my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy is now open. The Academy is the premier place for pharmacists and pharmacy residents to gain practical critical care knowledge and skills. Inside the Academy, you will find monthly skill-based critical care masterclasses, weekly critical care literature digests, members-only forums, the emergency reference web app Help My Patient Has, and you can learn more, including what the beta members have to say about the Academy, by going to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. As a special offer for my audience, I'm offering a free physical copy of my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, to the first 10 people who sign up for the Academy. The article I'd like to discuss on this episode is titled Effects of Continuous Renal Replacement Therapy on Linezolid Pharmacokinetic Pharmacodynamics, a Systematic Review. The lead author is Gianluca Villa, and this was published in Critical Care in November 2016. Continuous renal replacement therapy, or CRRT, has the potential to dramatically alter pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic properties of antibiotics in critically ill patients. There are many different forms of CRRT, and not all antibiotics have been well studied to determine how they are affected. In episode 13, I gave some general rules and exceptions to the rules to follow when adjusting antibiotic dosing in CRRT. The authors of this article sought to describe the extracorporeal removal of linezolid and the main pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic parameter changes observed in critically ill septic patients with acute kidney injury who are on CRRT. The authors systematically reviewed literature in PubMed up to January 2016. Studies of adult patients on linezolid and CRRT were considered eligible for the analysis only if operational settings of the CRRT machine, membrane type, linezolid blood concentrations, and main pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic parameters were all clearly reported. 9 articles that included 49 patients were considered eligible for the analysis. The most common form of CRRT in the studies was continuous veno-venous hemofiltration, or CVVH. The extracorporeal clearance values of linezolid across the different modalities were 1.2 to 2.3 liters per hour for CVVH, 0.9 to 2.2 liters per hour for hemodiafiltration, and 2.3 liters per hour for hemodialysis. And large variability in pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic parameters was reported. The authors concluded wide variability in linezolid pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic parameters has been observed across critically ill septic patients with acute kidney injury treated with CRRT. Particular attention should be paid to linezolid therapy in order to avoid antibiotic failure in these patients. Strategies to improve the effectiveness of this antimicrobial therapy, such as routine use of target drug monitoring, increase posology or extended infusion, should be carefully evaluated, both in clinical and research settings. Unfortunately, therapeutic drug monitoring is not available at the bedside for most antibiotics, including linezolid. When using antibiotics in a patient on CRRT, monitoring the response to treatment is particularly important. While this study does not provide definitive guidance on how to dose linezolid in patients on CRRT, it does provide an important warning. Just because an antibiotic is hepatically metabolized like linezolid doesn't mean that it is not significantly affected by continuous renal replacement therapy. The drug information question for this episode is, should insulin detemir be given once or twice daily? And the answer is, it depends on the dose. At doses of 0.4 units per kilo and higher, insulin Detemir acts similar to other once-daily insulins such as insulin glargine. But at low doses, around 0.2 units per kilo, such as what is often given to critically ill patients on tube feedings, insulin Detemir acts more like NPH, and you should consider giving it twice daily to these patients. The resource LiverTox is great for researching the hepatotoxicity potential of any given medication. Produced by the U.S. National Library of Medicine, LiverTox provides up-to-date, accurate, and easily accessed information on the diagnosis, cause, frequency, patterns, and management of liver injury attributable to prescription and non-prescription medications, herbals, and dietary supplements. LiverTox also includes a case registry that will enable scientific analysis and better characterization of the clinical patterns of liver injury. The LiverTox website provides a comprehensive resource for physicians and their patients, and for clinical academicians and researchers who specialize in idiosyncratic drug-induced hepatotoxicity. You can find a link right to LiverTox at the end of this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode143. And please don't forget to learn more about my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.